USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is again promising to levy steep tariffs on Chinese-made electric and other vehicles if elected. He made the pledge along with a comment that's raising a lot of suspicion among Trump's critics.
And you're not going to be able to sell those guys if I get elected. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole... That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath.
During a weekend campaign rally in Ohio, Trump campaign officials said the former president meant there would be a bloodbath in the U.S. auto sector. Of course, the comment came as political tension in the U.S. continues to draw fears of political violence of one kind or another this presidential election year, same as the last. The volcano in Iceland is erupting for the fourth time since December. Iceland officials say the volcano erupted Saturday south of Reykjavik, spewing bright orange lava into the night sky. Officials say lava looks like it's flowing south towards the coastal town of Grindavik, which was once again being evacuated. There's now a state of emergency as a result in Iceland. A recent Gallup survey reveals the majority of college students prioritize campuses with gun restrictions. Approximately 8 out of 10 current and prospective college students consider firearm policies to be at least somewhat significant when deciding to attend or continue enrollment at a school. This trend follows a series of recent incidents involving gun violence at U.S. colleges. The nation's first ever offshore wind turbines are now operational off the coast of New York. Governor Kathy Hochul joined others to celebrate the occasion on Thursday.
We flip the switch and turn on the future of power generated by the winds.
The two-year project led to the completion of a dozen turbines about 35 miles off the coast of Long Island. They'll deliver electricity to roughly 70,000 homes and businesses in New York. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Sunday is St. Patrick's Day in the U.S. Named for the patron saint of Ireland, March 17th is the day St. Patrick is believed to have died. Around 490 A.D., for most Americans, St. Patrick is famous for driving the snakes out of Ireland. U.S. cities with large numbers of Irish immigrants will have the biggest celebrations Sunday, including Boston, Philadelphia, and Chicago. Savannah, Georgia, also known for a big St. Patrick's Day celebration each year. The White House is moving to eradicate junk fees for college students, borrowers of student loans. USA's John Schaefer has more.
As outlined in the president's 2025 budget proposal, the administration aims to eliminate student loan origination fees, which are a percentage of the loan amount designated as a processing fee. Additionally, the plan seeks to address college banking fees and automatic charges for textbooks.
Prosecutor Nathan Wade is announcing his resignation from the Donald Trump election interference case in Georgia. In a written statement, Wade cited his commitment to democracy and the urgency to expedite the case's progress as reasons for his decision. Following Wade's departure, a Georgia judge has ruled that Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis can continue to oversee former President Trump's election interference case. This Easter, consumer spending is expected to surpass $22 billion. That's according to the National Retail Federation, reporting 81% of Americans intend to celebrate the holiday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.